Overnight, residents north of Los Angeles facing mandatory evacuations and major traffic jams as a wildfire quickly spread along the 5 freeway.
Very ominous flames, a huge plume of smoke, and the 5 freeway, again, worth reiterating, completely shut down.
At least 8 firefighters suffered heat-related injuries fighting the flames. An extreme late summer heat wave fueling the fire. Burbank hitting 112 degrees, 106 in Anaheim, the hottest August temperatures ever recorded in those cities. And now the extreme heat is expanding. The National Weather Service is warning people in Northern California that daily, monthly, and even all-time temperature records could be broken during this Labor Day weekend. California's power grid operators have issued a statewide flex alert today, calling for voluntary conservation of power during peak hours.
We encourage you, before you leave home, if you can turn those thermostats up to 85 degrees.
Officials also asking electric car owners not to charge their vehicles during peak hours. The request coming just 1 week after California lawmakers voted in favor of banning the sale of gas-powered cars by 2035. The governor yesterday defended that move, saying the state has little choice but to act on the climate crisis. He also addressed his critics in Texas, where the governor has called the banning of gas cars ridiculous.
In the state of Texas, year to date, they have consumed some 22.9 million tons of coal, polluting the planet, making conditions worse. 22.9 million tons versus California's 18,000.